This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the first psalm, and I'd like very much if you'd get your own Bible and read the first psalm with us, look at it and study it for yourself as we read together. Last time we had studied the first 3 verses, which involve a description of the righteous man, or the godly man, the man who loves and serves God. We had pointed out simply the negative description given of him in the first verse. We had studied only the first verse in our study last time. And in that negative description in verse 1, we have seen that the godly man walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, stands not in the way of sinners, and sits not in the seat of the scornful. We had pointed out that these phrases denote successive steps in a career of evil and form a climax which the godly man avoids. These 3 successive steps in this career of evil are, first, an adoption of the principles of the wicked as a rule of life, secondly, persistence in the practice of notorious offenders, and third, deliberate association with those who openly mock at God and religion, those who have a spirit of proud self-sufficiency, a contemptuous disregard for God and man. And I'd like also to urge you to read Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32, where you find this kind of attitude described in some detail. Now we have noted the negative description of the righteous. Now let us notice the positive description of the righteous, which is found in verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Notice that this passage says, the second verse of the first psalm, says that the righteous man delights in the law of God. For many people, the law of God is an irksome restriction of liberty, but not so with a righteous or godly man. The law of God is no irksome restriction of his freedom or of his liberty. Rather, it is his rule of conduct, the object of his love and constant study. Compare, if you will, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9, where it makes clear that we're to think of the law of God when we rise up in the morning, when we walk by the wayside, when we sit in our house, and when we lie down at night. Third, as a positive description of the righteous, we find that he finds true happiness in the Word of God. Compare, if you will, again, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Paul in this last passage says, "Rejoice, and again I say unto thee, rejoice." There's something great about living your life for God, to live your life in harmony with the instructions of God. And so it is that Jesus said in John 10 and 10, "I came to bring life and to give it to you more abundantly." Then we notice in this positive description also in verse 2 that it includes all of divine revelation. The psalmist indicates that the righteous man meditates in the law of God day and night. Not merely some part of it that may please him in rejecting the other, but all of it, being willing to take any and everything that God says as one's rule of life. To say that a man meditates in God's law is to say that he thinks of it as to its deep and profound meaning. He thinks of it as to its application to him. He asks himself the question, what does this passage mean? These words are from God. I must know what they mean. And so he struggles, works, prays, thinks about the meaning of the Bible. What does the message mean? And having determined what it means, he then asks the question, what does it mean for my life? How does it apply? What does it mean as to what I should not do and what I should do? Consider Psalms 119, verses 9 to 11 and verse 14, where it indicates that one meditates on the law of God. It's a great blessing to him, a soul-inspiring affair. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll read the first psalm again before we study again tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.